This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez, filling in for Vic Bella. The U.S. Postal Service has agreed to stop any remaining election flyers that are on their way to Colorado mailboxes after the state sued over misleading information. Following a settlement with the USPS, Colorado election officials can now review any election-related materials by the Postal Service before they're sent out. The mass-produced mailers urged voters nationwide to request a ballot early, but in Colorado, all voters receive a mail-in ballot without having to request it. Denver Public Schools will consider changing its curriculum to include contributions of Black, Indigenous, and Latinx communities. Four Black students at Dr. Martin Luther King Early College pushed for the resolution after learning more about their culture at the National Museum of African American History in Washington, D.C. Senior Janelle Nonga says Black people are often seen as commodities or entertainment.
We're so much more than that. And I feel like being able to teach kids their history and empowering parts of their history will be able to spark that light and that same passion that we had.
The school board will consider the resolution Thursday. A network of COVID-19 testing sites in Colorado could serve as the national model, according to some local leaders in politics, education, and healthcare. The state's first early childhood testing site opened Friday at Denver Clayton's Early Learning Preschool. It's part of a program called COVID Check Colorado that makes high-quality tests available to communities without consent or access to healthcare. It's going to be a warm and breezy one today on the Western Slope, 85 in Grand Junction. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.